of Evil, written by Arthur Upfield and read by Peter Hosking. As Boney had explained to Constable Lee, the detection of criminals in a city is much easier than the detection of the rarer criminal in the bush. Detectives engaged on city crime receive many important clues from the underworld itself. The allies of a city detective are many, because the criminal operates against a static background, such as a house interior or even a street. The city detective, trained to follow defined lines of investigation, is out of his element when his background of crime changes from the static to become more composed of ceaselessly moving sand and the surface of the virgin earth, which is exposed to the constant action of sun and wind. The keen city detective goes to science for assistance, as well as for establishing proof. The camera, the microscope, acids and reagents, all are allies of the city detective. Without these scientific allies, in addition to innumerable human contacts, the city-trained detective is lost when investigating a really well-planned crime in the wild bush. Actually, Sergeant Simone was judged harshly for his failures at Carey, but here in the bush he was without his customary allies. Boney had allies of an entirely different kind, but many of whom were to him as valuable as scientific apparatus is to his city colleagues. For assistance, he called on the birds and the ants, vegetable growths and natural processes. Phenomenal eyesight and the gift of calm patience contributed largely to his successes. Of all his many assistants, he regarded time as the most important. It was his firm belief that the passage of time never buried a crime. It was invariably the criminal who strove to bury his crime, and time which removed the earth and exposed it.